Each of the kings embodies the problems we too must encounter on the trail to freedom. By learning how they wandered into captivity, we can begin to see ourselves. I hope we will also begin to spot the first clues to how we escape captivity. Second, studying these kings will give us a starting place for understanding the prophet Isaiah and his message. Third, I just believe Bible study carries its own rewards. God has used the study of His Word to set me free. Time studying the Bible is always well spent. Before we turn to the first king, consider a few facts about Isaiah. He ministered as a prophet during the period when Israel was a divided kingdom. After King Solomon's death in 931 BC, the kingdom of Israel divided into the north and the south. The southern kingdom took on the name Judah. The northern kingdom continued to be called Israel. The prophets Hosea and Micah were Isaiah's contemporaries. Isaiah's name means "the Lord saves," and the word salvation is used in his book 27 times, twice as many as the other prophets combined. Isaiah was married, and I think you might be blessed by the title he gave his wife. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 3, he called her the prophetess. Can you imagine them being introduced as the prophet Isaiah and his beloved wife, the prophetess? I like Isaiah already, don't you? He and the missus had two sons, Shear Jashub and Meir Shalal Hashbaz. Had they been mine, I would have nicknamed them Jash and Hash to save time. I doubt that he did. Under normal circumstances, he may have had a playful side, but these were not funny times. Nothing is humorous about the impending judgment of God. Isaiah was well educated, most likely came from an upper-class family, and was probably related to the royal house of Judah. God inspired him to write one of the longest books in the Bible. His ministry extended for over 40 years, bridging 740 BC to at least 701 BC. Isaiah's calling came, not coincidentally, right after the death of the first king we'll consider, King Uzziah. The name Uzziah means, "The Lord is my strength." Much of his reign was a reflection of his name. Uzziah became king when he was 16 years old. He reigned in Jerusalem for 52 years. He brought Judah to its greatest heights.